I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania are traveling to Pittsburgh today in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead and 6 wounded. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
The president cherishes the American Jewish community for everything it stands for and contributes to our country.
Under heavy security, the suspect Robert Bowers, wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance Monday following the shooting. He could face the death penalty if convicted. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Monday said Saturday's attack was an assault on people of all faiths.
This was not just an attack on the Jewish faith. It was an attack on all people of faith. It was an attack on America's values.
Last night, in an interview on Fox News, President Trump addressed the issue that his comments at rallies have proven to be incendiary, encouraging this type of violence.
Rallies are meant to be fun. Rallies are meant to be everything. And I said, tone it down. And then you saw the group saying, no, don't tone it down. Don't tone it down. So we had a great rally in Illinois for some great people. And frankly, I think that's probably the way it should be. You should go about your life.
Meanwhile, Cesar Sayoc, the suspect accused of sending explosive-style devices through the mail to prominent Democrats, also appeared in federal court yesterday in Miami. Myanmar and Bangladesh have agreed to repatriate Rohingya refugees back to the country they fled in the midst of a UN warning that genocide was still being committed against them. Myanmar Minister for Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement Win Myat Aye told VOA Burmese that the date to begin the repatriation is tentatively set for November the 15th. This is VOA News. President Trump says he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the U.S. Mr. Trump said in an interview with HBO that he plans to terminate current U.S. policy allowing birthright citizenship by executive order. Terminating the policy in the United States would likely face legal challenges in court. The Pentagon is deploying 5,200 troops along the U.S. border with Mexico to help agents deal with a caravan of Honduran migrants heading to the United States. The head of the U.S. Northern Command, General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, told reporters Monday that border security is national security.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border. That is just the start of this operation. We'll continue to adjust the numbers and inform you of those, but please know that's in addition to the 2,092 that are already employed from our National Guard Operation Guardian Support that's been so effective.
In the caravan, a young man, Juan Murcia, says that, yes, I've heard and I've seen it too. It's been on the news that they have the military there and everything and that they're going to send more and more, but our path is here. Juan is among 3,500 men, women, and children in Mexico, slowly making their way to the U.S., according to Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McLennan.
We will not allow a large group to enter the United States in an unsafe and unlawful manner. For those that seek to cross the border illegally, we will apprehend them and fully enforce the laws of the United States.
Indonesian authorities held out little hope for survivors from Monday's crash of a Lion Air Boeing 737 after it vanished near radar shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. The pilot attempted to return to the airport before the plane plunged into the Java Sea. Rescuers have retrieved human remains. Embattled German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Monday her intention not to seek re-election as party chairwoman of the ruling Christian Democrats and that her fourth term as Chancellor will be the last. She said she's been chairwoman of the CDU for 18 years and chancellor for 13, an office she said was a daily honor and challenge. Her decision followed electoral setbacks in two state elections. Turkey on Monday called on Saudi Arabia for the full truth surrounding the killing of a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The appeal came as the chief Saudi public prosecutor held talks in the Turkish city. Referring to the murder as premeditated, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu called for a sharing of information among prosecutors and the investigation should be wrapped up as quickly as possible. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.